A Wild Ride by Tony Bradman. Illustrated by John Stewart. Max, Cat, Ant and Tiger turned the dials on their watches and... The micro friends were in their den. They were arguing about what to do. Let's go on a mini beast hunt, said Ant.
Oh no, not again, groaned Cat. I'm bored with that.
Me too,
said Tiger.
I want to do something fun.
Suddenly, they heard strange noises.
What's that?
Said Max. They peered out through the window.
It's raining, said Cat, and the raindrops are huge.
Their den stayed snug and dry, but the path outside was soon full of water. It flowed quickly down the slope and splashed over the steps.
It's just like a river, said Ant.
If only we had a boat or a raft,
said Tiger. Max looked around at all the things they had in the den.
We could always build one,
he said. 1. Max tied some pencils together with string. 2. Cat found a spoon to use as a paddle. 3. Ant made some life jackets out of corks. 4. Tiger made helmets out of acorn shells.
What a great raft,
said Max.
Is everybody ready? You bet,
shouted Tiger.
Let's go!
They pushed the raft out of their den. Water gushed along the path. The micro friends climbed onto their raft.
Hold on tight,
cried Max.
Whoosh!
The raft whizzed down the path. Before long, they came to the first step and flew over it. They landed with a huge splash.
That was awesome,
yelled Tiger.
What a wild ride, screamed Cat. It's like white water rafting, shouted Ant.
Hang on, everyone,
shouted Max.
Next set of rapids, dead ahead. Hang on!
They flew over the next step. Splash! Then the next. Splash! Then the next. Splash! The raft was going faster and faster.
I'm not sure I like this anymore, moaned Cat.
Nor me,
said Tiger.
I feel sick, groaned Ant.
Don't worry,
said Max.
I'll try and slow us down.
The current was strong. The raft flew over yet another step. Splash! Then another, the biggest and the last splash. Max gave a sigh of relief and looked up. Then he felt sick as well. The raft was heading for a fence around the edge of the pond. The fence loomed up ahead of them. There were gaps between the metal bars. But they weren't wide enough for the raft.
Ah!
Screamed Tiger.
We're doomed! We'll have to jump,
shouted Max. The raft was now skimming across the grass. The air was filled with spray.
On the count of three,
yelled Max.
1, 2, 3!
Max, Cat and Tiger jumped clear, but Ant was too scared to let go. He clung on to the raft.
Help! Cried Ant.
I can't look, said Cat.
The raft hit the fence with a crash and broke. Ant held on to the last few pencils.
Help!
He flew through the gap in the fence and skimmed across the pond. The pencils landed on the small island in the middle of the pond. Ant was thrown off into the sticky mud.
Ant! Yelled Cat. Are you okay?
Ant got to his feet and waved.
Phew,
said Max.
Now all we have to do is get him back.
Tiger looked around at the broken raft.
How are we going to do that, Max?
He said. Cat looked out across the pond. Poor Ant seemed smaller than ever. Then she saw something move in the water. A giant shadow swam past. I think we need a bigger raft, said Cat. To be continued.